Excuse me? Oh my god, it is you! Fancy seeing you at this reunion. I haven't seen you in ages. I was a little worried about approaching you since I wasn't sure if it was actually you or not, since you look so different. But yeah, it's great to see you. You've really grown up. So, what have you been up to since high school? A job and an apartment? Look at you being a proper adult. Yeah, I haven't had great luck. I've been super busy trying to juggle studying and part-time work. Hopefully I can find a real job that'll actually lead to a career once I graduate. Ugh, tell me about it. I put out gosh knows how many applications a day, and half the time I don't even get a reply. It's ridiculous. And don't even get me started on the whole, you must have prior experience for this job crap. I'm just like, hey, how am I supposed to get experience in the first place if nobody'll hire me? I think I need a drink. You want some punch? Give me one sec. I'll be right back. Sorry I took so long. There were heaps of people lining up for drinks. Anyway, here you go. Drink up. Oh, don't worry about me. I could bitch about job hunting all day. Why don't we talk about you? I mean, it's been years. We've still got so much to catch up on. You still see anyone from school? The Thomas twins? Oh yeah, I think I remember them. Didn't they pick on you back in the day? Yeah, I could have sworn I remember hearing about how they stuffed you into a rubbish bin and tossed you down a hill. What a bunch of dicks. They're lucky I wasn't around when that happened. Doing something like that, I probably would have killed them. I know I look weak, but I can pack a punch if I'm angry. Gosh, I didn't think there would be so many couples here. It feels like high school all over again. Yeah, I came alone. No boyfriend for me, as usual. How about you? I didn't see anyone with you when you got here. No wife or girlfriend, huh? So you came here alone too? You want to hear a secret? Yeah, I really need to get this off my chest. I used to have the biggest crush on you. I'm not kidding. I was just way too nervous to say anything. I remember I used to watch you out in the yard during lunch. Every time you walked by in the locker rooms, I would get all excited and tingly. And then you'd always be walking with another girl. Aw, don't worry about me. It's not like you ever did. So how about this punch? It tastes really good, right? Do you think maybe if I spoke up sooner, we might have dated in high school? Well, probably not, but I like to think about it sometimes. I think we would have made a cute couple. Are you okay? You're looking kind of pale. Maybe you should drink some more punch. It'll make you feel better. Trust me. Come on, just drink up. Go on. There you go. Wakey, wakey. Come on, sleepyhead. Open those eyes. Rise and shine. Just open your Wake the fuck up! You gonna keep your eyes open? Good. You're in my bedroom, silly. I think someone had a little too much to drink last night. The ropes? Oh, you shouldn't worry about them. Well, maybe they're to kind of stop you from escaping. You know what? I think I'll let you in on another secret. I spiked your drink. How naughty, right? This isn't something I normally do, but when I heard you were attending the reunion, I just had to give it a try. Nobody suspected a thing. All I had to do was pretend you were passed out from drinking and then drag you to my car. Before I knew it, I had you lying on my bed, tied up like an early Christmas present. Aww, you look so cute when you struggle against the rope. You can thrash all you want, but you're not going anywhere. You're all mine. Fuck. The feeling of kidnapping a man makes me feel so alive. I think it's fairly obvious why I'm doing this. You're fucking sexy, and I want you to myself. Hell, I've wanted you for years. But the naive little schoolgirl you knew is long gone. I'm done sitting around waiting for my dream guy to notice me. Do you have any idea how hard it was for me to watch you go out with all those girls while I was stuck being single all through high school? Why would you? You barely even knew I existed. But not anymore. Now I have all your attention. Fuck, I can't hold back anymore. I need you out of those clothes. You have no idea how much I wanted to taste this body. You like that? What's with that look? You're supposed to be turned on, not looking like you're about to shit yourself. Oh, I see. It's because I'm not your type, huh? Because a regular girl isn't enough for you, right? No. You need a perfect little princess who does her makeup and wears skirts that leave her ass hanging out. Well, sorry. Sorry I was more interested in reading books than I was in fucking the entire football team. Sorry I preferred to stay at home on a weekend instead of going out to party and drink. Sorry I got flustered around boys I liked and didn't act like a stuck-up bitch. God, boys are so stupid. They'll follow shallow bitches around like a bunch of brainwashed puppies as long as a pretty girl gives them the slightest bit of attention. Meanwhile, down to earth, decent girls like me get left behind to live in a house full of cats. Well, not anymore. I've been cock-starved for far too long, and you're going to help me get my fill, whether you like it or not. No, hold still. I want to see that cock. Hold still! That's better. Oh, Lord have mercy. A real life cock. It's so sexy. And it tastes so, so good. Wipe that stupid worried look off your face. Just admit you like it, you fucking pervert. Mm. if I showed you my tits, huh? Would that make it better? Yeah? Just look here. I bet you'd never expect a girl like me to have such soft, juicy tits. Ooh, what do we have here? Somebody's getting a hard-on. I don't give a shit what you say. Deep down, you want this. You boys are all the same. Show a bit of skin and you're hard as a rock. Here's something I don't understand. If I can make you hard, what made those other girls so much better than me? Is it because I'm not slutty enough? Is that it? Well, I can be a slut too. Watch me. Did those girls ever tit fuck you like this? I bet you love the feeling of two soft tits squishing around your shaft. None of those bitches could tit fuck you and suck your cock like this. Enough fucking around. I want you inside me. If you don't hold still, I swear I'll ride your dick until it breaks. Still feel like squirming? Good. Now, let me just... Oh, holy shit. I never thought I'd feel a cock inside me. You were definitely worth the wait. Oh, boy, look at that. Look at how my pussy swallows your old cock. You fit me perfectly. Like two jigsaw pieces. It was meant to be. You were born to fill my pussy. And I was born to take your cock. I can do so many things for you that the other girls can't. When you're with me, you'll never have to worry about bullies again. I wasn't joking about the Thomas twins. If I ever see them messing with my precious baby, I'll kill them. I'll hunt them down and fucking murder them. Nobody will find their bodies. I can bring your head as proof of my loyalty. Because I'm not interested in other men. I'm a good girl. That's the kind of girl you like, right? You want a good girl, right? I'll be a submissive little slut for you. I'll be your good girl. A good girl for daddy. Did any of those whores you dated ever call you daddy? I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're my daddy now. Fuck, daddy. Your sweet baby girl has been such a naughty bitch. Are you gonna bend me over and punish me? You can just put me over your lap and spank me until I learn my lesson. Please, discipline me, daddy. Teach this filthy little whore how to be a well-behaved girl. Oh, daddy, I want you to use me. I'm nothing but a worthless cum dump. You know what would be really sexy? If for our first time together, you came inside my pussy. No? Well, I don't think you get a say in this. Daddy's going to shoot his load deep inside me, whether he wants to or not. Oh, it won't be that bad. We can even come together. Doesn't that sound like fun? Fuck. Yes, I can feel it coming. Oh, yes. Scream for me, Daddy. Show your baby girl how much you love her. Mark me as your property. Oh, fuck. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl for Daddy. Oh, yes. Yeah. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Judging from all that come inside me, I would say that's a yes. Now, before I cuddle with you, I think it's only fair if Daddy cleans me up first. Get that tongue to work and lick up all of your cum from my tight little cunt. Oh. Well done, Daddy. You've earned the right to cuddle up with your obedient little girl. Isn't this romantic? Our first time cuddling together? No, I think the ropes can stay. I wouldn't want Daddy to get distracted by other girls again. You're mine. All mine. Forever.